स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति शोकदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यमेव श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखायुतांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नामे नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशसारिणे जया श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरंसे वनरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोदय मुदरेत मुखं प्रतिभासलं पंगलं हैतगिरिं जत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनकरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। So today we will listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text number 30, on the subject matter, Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tad Uttana Pada Putra. Tad Uttana Pada Putra. Dadarsantakam Agatam. Mrityur Murdhani Padam Dattva. आरुरोऽद्भुतं गृहं तदा उत्तानपादपुत्रः दद्दर्शन्तकमागतम् मृत्युर्मूर्ध्नि पदं दत्त्वा आरुरोऽद्भुतं गृहं तदा उत्तानपादपुत्रः दर्शन्तकम् आगतम् मृत्युर्मूर्ध्नि पदं दत्त्वा आरुरोहाद्भुतं गृहम्। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get on the transcendental plane, he saw death personified approach to him. Not caring for death, however, he took advantage of the opportunity to put his feet on the head of death. And thus, he got up on the airplane, which was as big as a house, purport by Srila Prabhupada. To take the passing eye of a devotee and the passing eye of a non-devotee as one and the same is completely misleading. While ascending the transcendental airplane, Dhruva Maharaj suddenly saw death personified before him. But he was not afraid. Instead of death's giving him trouble, Dhruva Maharaj took advantage of death's presence and put his feet on the head of death. People with a poor fund of knowledge do not know the difference between the death of a devotee and the death of a non-devotee. In this connection, an example can be given. A cat carries its kittens in its mouth, and it also catches a rat in its mouth. Superficially, the catching of the rat and the kitten appears to be one and the same, but actually they are not. When the cat catches the rat in its mouth, it seems death for the rat, whereas when the cat catches the kitten enjoys it. When Dhruva Maharaj boarded the airplane, he took advantage of the arrival of death personified, who came to offer him obeisances. Putting his feet on the head of death, he got up on the unique airplane, which is described here to be as big as a house, griham. There are many other similar instances in Bhagavata literature. It is stated that when Kardamuni created an airplane to carry his wife, Devahuti, all over the universe, the airplane was like a big city, carrying many houses, lakes and gardens. Modern scientists have manufactured big airplanes, but they are packed with passengers who experience all sorts of discomforts while riding in them. Material scientists are not even perfect in manufacturing a material airplane. In order to compare to the plane used by Kardama or the plane sent from Vaikuntha Loka, Vishnu Loka, they must manufacture an airplane equipped like a big city with all the comforts of life, lakes, gardens, parks, etc. Their plane must be able to fly in outer space and hover and visit all other planets. If they invent such a plane, they will not have to make different space stations for fuel to travel into outer space. Such a plane would have an unlimited supply of fuel, like the plane from Vishnu Lokam would fly without it. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So there is a unique description of an aeroplane. It reminds me also Brahma Vaivarta Purana explains the aeroplane of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna left Srimati Radharani and went to Birajas Kunja to take service from her, then Radharani became very angry. She wanted to go immediately see how Biraja is serving Krishna. And she had an aeroplane. And how many people that aeroplane can fit to serve Srimati Radharani in Golok Vrindavan? She has only 360 million gopis to help her. And she told all of them, you board into this aeroplane. From that you can imagine how big this aeroplane would be, which can accommodate 360 million gopis inside. Very nice description, that aeroplane, how many wheels, how decorated inside. Big palaces, gardens, mountains, lakes, rivers, everything is there. such beautiful aeroplane. Anyway, today's subject matter is different, a very special subject matter, which specially targets a specific subject about the death. When Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get on the transcendental plane, he saw death personified approach him. Not caring for death, however, he took advantage of the opportunity to put his feet on the head of death. He thus got up on the aeroplane, which was as big as a house. So in this regard, I will try to describe something about death. You see, death is a very special subject matter, but unfortunately, nobody wants to discuss about death. Everybody likes to discuss how to live nicely, but nobody wants to discuss about how to die nicely. There's a Prabhupada saying that sadhan kara bhajan kara marte janle hai. Do your sadhana, do your bhajan, but try to learn how to die. We may not like death. We may be very adverse to death. We may be afraid of death. But death likes us very much. From our childhood, so many friends we have created and they have left us. But death will not leave us. Death is very fond of us. No, I am with you always. So the interesting thing is, Prabhupada is saying, just see, in this material world, everything we discuss is a relative subject matter. It's only one absolute subject matter that nobody can deny. Jatasai dhruvam mrityu. In English, that's as sure as death, for which subject matter there's no contradiction, there's no debate. Whether Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or different groups of politicians, there could be different views, different opinions, there could be different debates, but the one subject matter is no debate, that everybody agrees. That's why this is absolute truth. Because death represents Krishna. It's absolute truth. Everybody will face death. Krishna says, Kala smiham, I am Kala, Mrityu sarva harascham. Krishna's another form is a death. So everybody will see Krishna. If we become his devotee, we will see Krishna. And some people they say, oh, I have no time to go to temple. I have so much work, I'm duty bound. I have no time to go to temple to take darshan of Krishna. Then Krishna says, oh, you have no time to come to see me. Okay, you stay in your house. One day I will go to give my darshan to you. So that day will come in everyone's life. He will come to our doorstep. In which form he will come? That ghastly form, death. He will come. And we all have to surrender. We can't say, no, please wait 1 second. I have to take my last cigarette or whatever it is. No, immediately have to go. We surrender it. As Prabhupada was saying, the goal of life is not how to live nicely. The goal of life is how to die nicely. In India, we have an institution. Ravi Shankar is the founder of that institution. It says, art of living. The proper art of living. That is very good. But art of living, art of dying is more important than art of living. The art of dying, that moment is the most precious moment of our life. From our death, from our birth up to the death. In between all the moments we have passed or we're spending, the most important moment is the moment of the death. That's why you will see in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has dedicated whole chapter Akshara Brahma Yoga describing on death. If you die daytime, where will you go? If you die night time, where will you go? In Uttarayana, sun moves to north side. If you die, where will you go? He moves to south side, where will you go? Devotee die, where will you go? Hari is explaining jang jang bapi swaran bhavam tajantante kalevaram tang tang vaiti kunti sadata bhav bhavita whatever. You think at the time of death, according to your destination will be. As Krishna is telling us, antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram jap prayate sa madbhavam jati nasti atra sansaya. At the time of death, you think about me, there is no doubt you will go back to Godhead. Then somebody will say, oh, very nice. Then why throughout my life I have to do Hare Krishna, follow the guru principles, get up for Mangala Arati? Why I have to go through so much difficult? When my time of death will come, I simply remember Krishna. That's it. Everything is achieved. Very simple process. But no, that doesn't happen. Because Krishna cannot be remembered. How we remember? We remember our mind. And Krishna is not subject to our mind. Krishna is beyond our mind and intelligence. We cannot think, we cannot remember Krishna. Unless Krishna, by sweet will, he manifests himself within our mind. Then we can remember Krishna. Otherwise we can't remember Krishna. It is not that we have to wait to the time of our death. We have to wait while we become old. Any time we may die, and also we can remember Krishna. That's why King Kulasagar is saying, prana prayana samaya kapapata bhita kanthavarudha kuthas maranam. At the time of death, a throat will be choked with kapapata bhita. What is the question of remembering you? How can I remember you? So much painful. I have heard. But at the time of death, it is so painful, it is compared to the pain of 10,000 scorpion. If they bite you, 10,000 scorpion, that much pain one gets. Anybody been bitten by scorpion here? Two Indians. Yes, in our village, scorpion biting us is very common things. In our house, rats, snakes, scorpion, everything that live. In West, if you see a cockroach in your house, you get scared. But for us, it's very simple. And I have been bitten by scorpion in my house. And I know how painful it is. Very painful. You jump up and down. And imagine 10,000 scorpion biting, that much pain. And kutas maranante. What is question of remembering you? And sometimes I realize that when we chant 60 rounds every day, we try to struggle to remember Krishna. And if you have a simple stomach problem, fever, headache, then we keep beat back, oh, tomorrow I'll chant a few more rounds. Sometimes I think it's such a small pain, we tell, okay, tomorrow I'll chant my rounds. What is the question? 10,000 scorpion biting, that pain, you will remember Krishna. So very, very rightly, King Kulasakar has said, kutah smarnamte. What is the question? One can remember you. So it's not like that. At the time of death, we can remember. We can't remember. You know, unless we engage in devotional service. So that Krishna feel obligated. Oh, he has done so much service. So I have to manifest myself within his mind, then we can only remember. So in this way we see that Krishna has given so much importance on this topic, death. And what to speak of? Bhagavad Gita, he has dedicated whole chapter in discussing death. Just imagine the whole Bhagavad Gita. Why Bhagavad Gita was recited? What for Bhagavad Gita discussion took place? The same thing, to answer one question, the Bhagavad Gita was not, Bhagavatam was not discussed. Bhagavatam was not explained by Sukadeva Goswami how to live nicely. Just to answer one question of Parikshit Maharaj, when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi because he put a dead snake around his father's neck, and Sringi saw, tempted by, he was induced by Kali that you go curse this king. Then he cursed king with 7 days, he will die by snake bite. When Swami Krishna heard, he felt very bad. Wow, what you did? Such a nice king. Because of him, we are practicing our devotional life. For a small mistake, you gave such a heavy punishment. Now immediately you go and inform. Immediately Swami Krishna informed, Jai Sri Radha Madhava ki, Parikshit Maharaj, that you are cursed in 7 days. End of 7 days, you will die by snake bite. Then what Parikshit Maharaj did? He prepared to die. Only 7 days I have time. If something happens to us, we run around all over the world. How more 6 months I can survive? But he did, okay, 7 days I will prepare. He prepared to go to Patita Bhavani Ganga. I commit such a great mistake because of my thirsty desire. I will not drink water or anything, I will sit there. He did not try to save himself. Rather, he said, I have 7 days, I will prepare to die. See, it was not so difficult for Parikshit Maharaj to try to protect himself. When he's going to leave the body, from whole earthly planet, all the great central personalities they had gathered there, all great yogis, rishis, jnanis that gathered, the Parikshit Maharaj will leave body. Not only that, from heavenly planet, the demigods, they had come also. One place I read, when Sukadeva Goswami is about to recite Bhagavatam, the demigods were telling, oh Sukadeva Goswami, so now Parikshit is destined to die, but we have brought nectar from heaven, let him drink nectar, so he will not die. And the reciprocation, we will listen your Bhagavat nectar. Then Sukadeva Goswami became very angry. Get out from here. You have come here to compare with your material heavenly nectar to my Bhagavatam nectar. No, he chastised them. The point is, Parikshit Maharaj could survive. What a snake bite. What a snake bite. A snake charmer also saving so many people from snake bite. But Parikshit Maharaj did not try for that. In fact, somewhere it is written, some Purana, that one Brahman was coming, his name is Bhrigu Brahman, not Bhrigu Rishi, to save Parikshit Maharaj. So on the way, one man approached him. Said, where are you going? Then this Brahman said, I am going to protect Parikshit Maharaj, which Parikshit Maharaj is cursed to be bitten by a snake, Takshaka snake. And I am going to protect him from that. So how can I protect? A Takshak will bite, I will bring him back to life. As if that man, he was Takshak himself. In disguise of human being, he was walking. Then he revealed his own form. He said, oh, I am that Takshak, that snake. I am going to bite. Then Takshak was thinking, oh, all my plan will be baffled. If this guy can bring him back, he said, it's true, you can said, yes, I know mantra. If somebody dies, I can bring him back to life. Then Takashi said, okay, can you prove me? Yes. Big banyan tree. Takashi said, I'll bite this tree, which will turn into ashes. Let me see how you can bring it back to life. For Takashi, no need to bite. That's very powerful. Fire comes from this kind of snake's mouth. So immediately, by the poison of Takshaka, the whole tree turned into ashes. And this Brahman chanted mantra. Then Takshaka was very surprised to see the tree is growing, again growing, 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 growing. Somebody told me, when this thing was going on, one human was there in the tree. But three manifested, the human beings manifested there. The Tathagata become very worried. It's a very powerful personality. All my plan will become useless. This, why you have to go? What is benefit for you? Why should you go to bring him back to life? Then Brahman said, then I'll get a lot of donation. So how much donation will you get? Then he said, 1 lakh rupees or dollar, whatever currency that time was, he said some amount. Then Taka, okay, I'll give you double than that. You don't go there. The Brahmanas are little greedy, you know. So double than that, is very happy. So he took double than that, then he went back to his house. So later on, the rishis became very angry upon him. Just for this, he did not come to save Parikshit Maharaj. The point I'm trying to make, it's not a big deal for Parikshit Maharaj. But he took advantage this 7 day. So he's prepared there. So all kinds of karmi, jnani, yogis, they have got thousands of central personalities. So Parikshit Maharaj asks, please, protect me, let me know how can I survive. No, he didn't ask this question. End of the first canto, the first question is asking, oh my dear Gurudev, my death is imminent. Like any other living entity, everybody's death is imminent. I have only 7 days. What can I do? He asked all the central personalities. So all karmis, they got up. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj, no problem. You did some sinful activities. You do some atonement, everything will be okay. Parikshit Maharaj is rejected. What atonement? It's like elephant bath. He didn't accept the karma kandis. And all the jnanis, they got up. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj, no problem. You just practice jnana. By jnanagni, by the fire of jnana, all your sinful reactions will turn into ashes. Parikshit Maharaj said, I have only 7 days. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanamam papadante jnana process takes many, many lives. Still there is a problem with the jnana also. So tell me something, 7 days I can get perfection. So all the jnanis they sit down. Then yogis they got up. No, Parikshit Maharaj, you practice yoga practice. By yoga practice, you can transcend all the material problems. The yoga practice thousands of years. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, only 7 days. In 7 days, how can I get perfection? In the meantime, then they saw one personality approaching the assembly. The naked, all hairs scattered here and there. Children's, ladies, things, crazy guy. They're chasing him, teasing him. He has a very effulgent personality. When approached the assembly, all the central personalities got up. No, the Sukadev Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj welcomed, gave a nice asan, washed his lotus feet, did arati. He sat down at his feet. Then he asked, oh my dear Gurudev, I have one question to you. I have only 7 days to die. Tell me, what should be my duty that within only 7 days I can get perfection? And Sukadev Goswami said, 7 days? That is a very long time you have in your hand. No problem. Then he recited that instance of Khatanga Maharaj. One of the big fighting between demons and demigods. Demigods are almost defeated. They came to earthly planet to invite Khatanga Maharaj, very powerful personality, ruling all over the earthly planet at that time. Please help us to fight with the demons. Then Khatanga Maharaj was such a powerful personality. He went to fight on behalf of demigods and all demons were defeated in heavenly planet. Then the war ended, heavenly planet stood. Residents are very happy, oh Khatanga Maharaj, thank you very much. You saved us from this danger. Now you are going back to earthly planet. Tell us, we have to give you some gift. What gift you want? Just imagine, some of us, we have gone to heaven, and there is opportunity to come back to here. If heavenly planet people would ask us, what gift you want? We would very eagerly gather some nice piles of flowers, or some Brahma, Menaka, few of those. Okay, let us go back to show in the archetypal light. These things are not available here. But Khatanga Maharaj did not take interest in this. He said, no, no, I don't want all these things. But I know you are all Siddha, perfect personalities. You tell me, how much more time I survive? Then demigods, they calculated. Then they, oh, Khatanga Maharaj, in one moment you will die. One moment, then he remembered Krishna, then left the body. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami says, Ante Narayana Smriti, in second canto, the Ante Narayana Smriti. So whatever we do, that's why once my Guru Maharaj or Jayapatakasa Maharaj was telling, just imagine, Parikit Maharaj knows he has 7 days time to die. Khatanga Maharaj, he knew he has one moment to die, but we don't know. 7 days, 7 years, 7 moments, we don't know how long it will take. So that is the reason why Prabhupada is saying, sadhan kara, bhajan kara, morte janle hoy. All our endeavor, the whole life, human life, is simply meant to prepare for one moment of our life, to face that most glorious moment of our life. The death is such a thing. People, they try to avoid, but death is the most glorious moment of our whole human life. And whole human life is given to us to prepare to meet that one moment. So we cannot avoid death. As Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, Jata say dhruva mrityu dhruva janma mrityasya cha. One who has taken birth, he has to die. No one can avoid death. So devotees will surrender Krishna. Non-devotees, they don't surrender to Krishna. They are forced to meet the death. As Prabhupada explaining, devotees are dying, non-devotees are dying. There is a big difference. When devotees, they die, and the non-devotees, they die. So everyone will have to die. Jatasya dhruva mrityu. No one can avoid the death. Though throughout our life are trying so many different ways to avoid the death. In this regard, from Puran, one description was given by His Holiness Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj. He was telling, once Srila Vyasadeva's grandfather, very old man, he was very attached to his body, he did not want to die. So he came to Vyasadeva and requested, oh my grandson, can you do something to stop my death? Vyasadeva said, how can that happen? Everyone has to die in this material world. No, 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 you are incarnation of God. You can do, please help me. I am your grandfather. Keep my one request so that I will not die. Then Vyasadeva thought, okay, I can try for you. Then Vyasadeva took his grandfather and he went to Yamaraj. In Pitrilok, Yamaraj is residing there. Then Yamaraj told Yamaraj, can you help me? My grandfather doesn't want to die. Can I arrange to stop his death? Then Yamaraj said, how can I stop death? I am not the controller of death. I only take care of the people. They come here and ours them according to their sinful and past activities. I can't stop death. Then who stops death? Oh, you can try. The controller of death is Mahakala Purusha. Go to Mahakala Purusha. He is controller of death. He can help you. Then Vyasadeva preparing to go to Mahakala Purusha along with his grandfather. Then grandfather told Yamaraj, can you accompany with us? That on my behalf you can tell few words to Mahakala Purusha so that he'll stop my death. Then Yamaraj says, grandfather of Vyasadeva, I must honor. So Yamaraj accompanied. So then they all went to Mahakala Purusha. Vyasadeva said, oh Mahakala Purusha, please do me a favor. You are controller of death. Can you stop the death of my grandfather? He is very afraid of death. Then Mahakala Purusha said, how can I do that? I am controller of death. It is true. But I can't stop. You have to stop his death, you have to go to Chitragupta. In Chitragupta office, all record been kept there. You check, then let me know what is happening. Then they are all preparing to go to Chitragupta's office. And grandfather told Mahakala Purusha, please accompany with us. You can say few words to Yamaraj to stop my death. Then Mahakala Purusha also accompanied. So in this way, grandfather accompanied by Dasadev, Yamaraj and Mahakala Purusha, all of them, they went to Chitragupta's office. Then Dasadev said, "Oh, Chitragupta ji, please help me. My grandfather, he doesn't want to die. Can we check his record? How to stop his death?" Then Chitragupta is checking the record of activities of grandfather. Then he said, "Oh, you will be surprised to hear there is no death for your grandfather." So everybody was happy. "Oh, that is what we wanted. There is no death for grandfather." So they are all very jubilant and happy. Then Chitragupta, "Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Actually, there is no death for your grandfather. Your grandfather will only die if sometime Vyasadev, Yamaraj, Mahakala Purusha will come together, then only he will die, otherwise no death for him." When all of them were together, they immediately grandfather died there. So this story Maharaj told that he would not die. There is no death. But he went and did all his endeavor to collect everybody to come together so that he will die. So that is what the material world, everybody endeavoring not to die, each and every endeavor not to die is only meant for death. This is the conclusion of Maharaj's explanation. But every activity we are doing, and we are thinking, "I am trying to overcome death, a problem that is only leading to the death. So how to be saved from that death, to know that art?" This is art of dying. That is what Prabhupada is saying. The sadhan kara bhajan kara marte jan lahai. Here we see Dhruva Maharaj being pure devotee of Krishna. The devotee of Krishna will not die. Prabhupada is saying to stop death means to stop birth. We may die but we will not take birth again. There is no birth again. As Sankaracharya is saying, "Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare sayanam." And one has to go again and again to the cycle of birth and death. But devotees, even if they leave body, when they leave body, their living body is different. So much so, the sea, this demon Vitrasur, is waiting to die. Indra trying to kill Vitrasur. He is defeated again and again. Vitrasur encouraging, "No, no, you come, you kill me, kill me." And Vitrasur was so powerful. The Indra by his thunderbolt cut one hand. Vitrasur was still fighting to make him angry so that Indra will kill him. And he cut his two hands. And Vitrasur was so powerful demon at one point. He swallowed, he ate Indra along with his elephant, everything put into his stomach. Then what Indra did? By his thunderbolt, he cut his stomach into pieces and came out of his stomach. Then Bhagavata said, then Vitrasura was killed. Everybody glorifying, "Oh, Indra Raj, Jai Indra Raj, all glory to Indra Raj." And Vishwanath Chakravarti giving commentary. Who is glorified? Who was saved and who was killed? Actually, Indra did not kill Vitrasura. Vitrasura was very powerful. When Indra was trying to cut through his thunderbolt his stomach into pieces, Vitrasura got into meditation to leave the body. So everybody externally thought, "Oh, Indra is the winner." Vishwanath Chakravarti saying, "Indra is not the winner." Who won? Vitrasura won. He is welcoming, he is waiting for the death. So devotees of the Krishna, Vitrasura is a unique demon. He is a Krishna Bhakta demon. Usually demons are never Krishna Bhakta, but he is a very unique demon, he is Krishna Bhakta demon. He is waiting for that movement. In this way we see so many instances in Srimad Bhagavatam. The death of Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha giving nice explanation to the wives and children of Hiranyakasipu. Then death of Chitragata's son, so nice explanation. And death of the son of Srivast Thakur, his eldest son died and Srivast Thakur is in ecstasy. And while all the ladies are crying, Srivast, "Why are you crying? What is one son when Mahaprabhu is chanting and dancing in my house? If 100 of my son will die, I will be happy. What you are crying for, that is the goal of my life. I will die like this. So in this way, you see, throughout the Vedic literatures, there are so many examples which tells us how to prepare to leave body very blissfully, thinking, the meditating upon the lotus feet of their Lord Sri Radha Madhava. But as I said, it doesn't happen by our own endeavor. We may talk so much, we may do so many things, but unless Radha Madhava, by the causeless mercy, they appear within our mind, we can't remember him. So that is the reason Prabhupada has tried to engage us in devotional service. So very sincerely we are engaged in devotional service. At the time of death, the Radha Madhava will appear in our mind, that we can get the higher destination. Jai Sri Radha Madhava ki, Hari Naam Sankirtan Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Question. Yes, one or two questions. Is that ask for Tana? This is it. I can hear.
You know, there's one comment. It says a wonderful verse that Tam Mopayatam Patibanti Vipran Nandacha Devi Vitachita Yishe Vijo Pasishtam Kuhakastacha Kovar. The Satphalam Gayati Vishnu Gataha. As Maharaj preached it, he said that, Brahmanas, please accept me as a soul, as a surrendered soul to Krishna, and also let Mother Ganga accept me in the same way, as I've already surrendered to the Lord. Let this snake bird, or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created, Trini, bite me at once. My only request is that you continue glorifying or chanting the glories of Vishnu. But I wanted to ask you, there's this one story I heard many years ago. I don't know if it's a bona fide story, but did you hear some story about a foolish man was thinking he could ward off death by he said, if I could make myself smell really bad, then death would come and run away, because death would not like the smell. So he actually smeared himself with stool. Did you ever hear such a story like that?
No, I didn't hear that. I know someone just read that.
It didn't work.
But that's another way. I have heard that Bhagavatam explains that when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam, so Yamaraj came to listen Bhagavatam. So you do Bhagavatam, so Yamaraj will be busy listening Bhagavatam. So that he has no time to kill you. So that is another way he can be saved. Actually,
that's a more pleasant method.
Actually, I have one day to give class during festival time. But I was so busy in meeting, I was thinking some topic comes related to death. Because my next publication will be, I've written few books on Radharani, Navadvip Parikrama, etc. But I'm planning my next book will be death. So I was thinking whatever verse comes to me, I relate to death, I'm thinking like that. But when they gave me the verse, so that verse came partially the death and death also. So I pled, please pray for me so that this book death will come nicely, please bless me. That the book death will come nicely so that all devotees by reading this book will become free. At least I will become free from fear of death. Yes?
In Chatukra, that is in the Brajmandal area, there's one boy who remembered his previous life. He was in his previous life born in Radhakund, and he left his body in Radhakund and was killed by Gundas. So the question from some devotees is, how is it possible that someone who is born in Brajmandal and leaves his body in Brajmandal still didn't go back to Godhead?
What is the question? Put the microphone just I can hear.
In Chatikra, that is... That is a little village in the Brajmandal area. There is one boy who remembered his previous life. So he went with his parents to his previous family. He remembered so many things. And he said he was in his previous life born in Radhakund. And he died in Radhakund as a young man. He was killed by dacoits. So the question of some devotees is, how is it possible for someone to be born in Braj and die in Braj and still not go back to Godhead?
If you, the question is, if someone took birth in Braj, he'll go back to Godhead? How can he come back again? I don't know if he will take birth in Braj, will go back to Godhead, not necessarily. Somebody taken birth in Braj during pastimes of Krishna, they will go back to Godhead. And somebody in Dham, does not mean Dham reveals to everybody. Even if the Dham you practice Krishna consciousness, according to sincerity, different people will get different result. In Dham, you get some result. But not necessarily go back to Godhead immediately. Even if we are in Dham, we are practicing devotional service, we don't complete our sadhana, then we may have to take birth as dogs or hogs. That also explains it like that. So, even if we are in Dham, we have to practice Krishna consciousness sincerely, develop that prema, love for Godhead, go back to Godhead. Otherwise, one or two lives, we may have to come back again. So, in this particular case, I don't know what will happen. Krishna knows that.
Chatikar is also down. Chatikar is also down, so he took birth again.
There is another answer, nice answer. Give me microphone.
He was born in Chatikar, but Chatikar is also down. So he still got fourth rebirth and back to Godhead. There's no difference.
Janna's version, there's no difference. Go back there, take birth in the Braj. Chatikar is in the Braj, so for him, no difference. That's good. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much.